Are you better off? Or are you thinking about change? Democrats want the change to stay and say that Barack Obama can lead us in the direction. He just needs more time to clean up the mess that was left behind. That's a loose quote from President Bill Clinton. He was the man of the hour. He took an entire hour up at the Democratic National Convention. He talked about his own highlights, his wife's highlights, and he mentioned George W. Bush a ton in his speech. In fact, much more than the Republicans did in Tampa. So coming up this hour of America Tonight, besides politics, how about hearsay evidence? Can you get a fair trial in the United States? You know, we've talked in the past about jury selection. Have you ever been on a jury? Did you ever get a jury notice and get out of jury duty? We all know the ways to do it. One attorney told me once, really dress up. They don't want super smart people on the jury. And if you dress to the nines, that's what they assume. It's like, what? Or come up with some wild deal of how you cannot serve. Say something crazy. Go to crazy town and just let the train keep going around those tracks. And maybe you won't get picked. How sad is that? And really what it comes down to is that, hey, guess what? People are struggling. They need to pay for their children's school. They need to pay for their mortgage. They are living check to check. So maybe that has something to do with it. Who can afford to take the time off, especially if you're trying to do your own thing? So Nishe Sanon, who is a federal attorney, a criminal attorney, and the civil litigator will join us coming up in our next segment here on America Tonight. So believe it or not, we're going to talk about Drew Peterson and hearsay evidence and why that's so significant and how it could completely topple our justice system. Not too many people are talking about it because of the preoccupation with what is happening with the two conventions. So 60 days plus, you know, give or take, till we get to November 6th. And will we see Barack Obama and his family still at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue? Or will there be a change? Will it be the Romney's White House? As I said, Bill Clinton talked about the long, hard road to recovery. And he came to the defense of President Obama and said that he can't be blamed for the bad economy because he inherited it and he has to be reelected to restore strong growth and create jobs. So here's the thing. I've said this before. You get 4 years and you know it. When you sign up for the job, and this is the problem that I have with blaming the other guys. Yes, the economy was terrible in 2008 thanks to banks too big to fail and a weenie named Hank Paulson, who, of course, is just banging the drum and just banged us right into the fire. Bottom line is, that's where we started to see that recession, and all of us know what we went through there. In fact, most of you, I was on the air, most of you called and said, don't bail them out. I don't care if it's going to be tough on us. They screwed up. We're going to get shafted anyway, so don't bail them out. Let them learn their lesson. Now bankers control everything, so that didn't seem to work too well. So the bottom line is this. If you run for president of the United States, you cannot whine, I don't think, about the other person. You got to stop blaming it on the other team. You took the job, and it may be true. There may be something to, okay, what happened with the last presidency and what happened in the last Congress and what happened 4 years before that and what happened a decade before that. But once you decide that it's your gig, that you want it, you run for it, you get it, that's it. You got to start. Then we're going to start holding you accountable because like everybody else in the country, who works, whether they run their own company or run or help run somebody else's company, no matter what position you're in, there is the accountability factor. So if we go down the list of the accountability factor for Barack Obama, what grade would you give him in that department? I mean, there are high marks for Osama bin Laden. I don't think you could deny that unless you're one of those conspiracy people that thinks he was on ice and sitting with the octopuses somewhere in a freezer. But other than that, you'd have to say, okay, absolutely, because he was the guy before him helped set it up, because he did. But we're not going to give him credit for that. We'll say that Obama gets the credit for that. Then you go into a couple of other things like Obamacare. And the problem with that is that we're seeing that companies are going to bail on it. And states haven't even set up their so-called, for lack of a better way to describe it, syndicates. You know, where everybody would throw in. We're all going to throw in on this and everybody's going to get health care. But by the way, if you don't, because you're going to mess up our system, we're going to fine you. And we've hired the IRS people to do that, to come after you if you don't. So I'm going to say with health care, the idea to do something about health care, really tweak insurance, is a noble one, is one that has to happen in this country, I guess more than noble. But did it really go in the right direction, especially with the individual mandate, which I think is very, very tricky? I'm going to say no. There are good parts in it, pre-existing conditions and whatnot, but there are giant parts in it that are going to cause a lot of problems for people further down the road. And we've had way too many people that I could quote all over the place on this show, from doctors, nonpartisan people, all kinds of people, to talk about what the twists are that you're not hearing about, the things that you don't know. So in the accountability department, and this is the big question and the question this hour that I want you to think about. You don't have to call, but I want you to throw in, if you want to throw in, at 855-266-KATE or 855-266, let me give you the numbers, 5283. What kind of a grade would you give Obama? An A, B, C, D, or F for being accountable for the problems that ail the nation? And we know it's crippling lack of job growth, and unemployment would go along with that hand in hand, those numbers certainly. So wherever the economy was, 4 years isn't enough. We have to move into another 4 years. That's the question. And then the twisted, besides twisted numbers, what about Medicare and what's happening with Medicare? And ultimately, the fact that we're constantly in this position of this outrageous deficit, and where we're headed when it comes to taxes and tax cuts and lack of a budget. Remember, the president did come up with a budget, but nobody wanted it, including the Democrats. There were Democrats that voted against his budget. So answer the accountability question. Think about it, accountability-wise. And you may think Barack Obama gets an A, or maybe somewhere in the middle, or perhaps completely off the charts. Keep that in mind throughout the rest of the show. But coming up next, we're going to talk about hearsay evidence. Do not miss this conversation, because I'm telling you, more than anything, this could completely topple our justice system. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Rearrange that. Coming up at the tail end of the show, we're going to talk to Neshe Sanonan, who is going to talk about hearsay evidence in the sense of what's happening in the Drew Peterson case, which is so amazing because there's a great chance not only that Drew Peterson gets off, you know, is boom, they don't have what they need to nail Drew Peterson. The jury after day one goes home, but also because it's all based on hearsay, and Illinois actually changed and allowed hearsay evidence so that they could go after him on that basis. Because that was, you know, it's that whole thing about getting hearsay for what dead people said, and if you can't actually face your accusers, how difficult is that? Wait till you hear this conversation. That's coming up at the tail end now of this hour here on America Tonight. You'll be stunned, like I said, because there's a great chance this ends up going all the way to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court's going to have to decide on that. And if, in fact, the rules change and another state adopts that, and that's when I think you'll start to see more of that clamoring for the Supreme Court to do something, not do something, for it to go up to the Supreme Court in one of those cases, maybe Drew Peterson, who knows. That's when you'll see that people will be paying attention to it because of what that could ultimately mean to any of us. Somebody could just make things up. Think about it. Well, you know, so-and-so told me that you said you were going to murder him. It doesn't even have to be in a criminal case. It could be in a civil case as well, and would end up either costing a lot of innocent people, costing them their lives, or having them thrown in jail for life. Or it could end up costing people lots of money as well. Certainly, people would be able to lie about it. How would you prove them wrong? Isn't it funny that the theme is about that here on America Tonight, this hour, whether people are telling the truth or spinning? It's the art of spin when it comes to politics, as I was talking about those numbers and whether, you know, the fact that numbers are gray. To me, I always thought that they weren't, and most mathematicians will say they like numbers because they don't talk back and they are what they are. And when you arrive at a number, that's what it is, but not when it comes to elections. That certainly is not the case at all, whether it's a little bit the polls, although I think there is something to the polls, because you see, if you go back afterwards and go through them, you'll see that a lot of races and things that are predicted actually happens. For right now, if we were to talk about Elizabeth Warren, the Harvard professor, and whether or not she ends up beating Scott Brown in that Senate race in Massachusetts, it's a dead heat. The polls show that it's a dead heat, and I think that's pretty accurate. Also in Missouri is very accurate, too, because Congressman Todd Akin gave it up when he made the crazy comments about legitimate rape and trying to explain it out and the conversations that ensued after that. Too late to put that back, that horse back in the barn. It didn't work even with an explanation. So he dropped way too many points in the polls. He's definitely in a dead heat or somewhere in that neighborhood anyway, with Claire McCaskill, the senator currently there, who's a Democrat, who's on shaky ground. But now she's in a much better position because of that. So back to the point of the art of spin and what hearsay ultimately could do, the damage it could do in court, even already now there's the problem with small claims court. I've heard three people recently that I know just ironically have dealt with small claims court, and it's like their heads are on fire, but they lie, and it's all up to a judge. So imagine if you start to allow other things into that process, it would be it would just completely change, I think, some of the outcomes of not just criminal trials, but also, as I said, some of those civil trials too. And that would be tough because of some of the decisions that would probably have to be undone and whatnot. All right, I'm going to get off my soapbox on that because you're going to hear that conversation at the tail end of this hour and get some great insights into the Peterson case and what this attorney who practices in Illinois thinks could happen here and ultimately what the bigger picture is. So speaking of the bigger picture, I'm going to veer off into a couple of different things because I don't want to bore you to death with politics. So many of you have had it up to your eyeballs of listening to the politicians and hearing what many people think about the speeches that have been said and all that kind of stuff, although I think it's very important, and that's why we feature it, and that's why we went to Tampa. But for a quick second, a jury of a different kind has convicted or not convicted Lance Armstrong in the court of public opinion. Armstrong, of course, is a 7-time Tour de France winner, and Live Strong is his baby. He started the Live Strong Foundation, and it has pumped so much money into research. It's unbelievable how good Live Strong has been for so many people. It's like crazy amount, 500 million, something like that, give or take. It might even be more than that by now. So there's a book coming out naturally, when you have a book, what do you have to have? Controversy. It's got to sell. And the book is called The Secret Race, and it's by former Armstrong teammate Tyler Hamilton. And in the book, he comes clean with everything about doping and the riders that some of the riders that doped. For Hamilton, it has certainly cost him in that department. He's got a bunch of chapters in the book that talk about Armstrong and what happened with Armstrong after some failed drug test during the 2001 tour of Switzerland and some other things. And in the book, he pretty much implies that the cycling hierarchy, I mean, he was anointed, helped Armstrong get away with something. Here's Tyler Hamilton talking about whether or not Lance is going to come clean and admit that he doped, and how he came clean and felt really, really good about it.
I mean, for him, I hope he does, you know, because it can't be... I know it's not much fun living that life of holding in lies like that. And you know, I hope so. But right now, you know, I understand. I mean, I denied it for years and years and years. So maybe there will come a time where he decides to come clean. Maybe not. It felt great to tell the truth. It was an amazing feeling. And then after that, that's when I started talking to Daniel Coyle about writing a book. And you know, I wanted to share with the world what I went through and what, you know, a lot of other riders went through.
All right, so he says he feels good about it, about what he did. Ultimately, he's also selling books, though. That's the bottom line. And because of that, and because of the whole thing when we talk about the pheromones, thermoses, rather, and that kind of stuff of EPO and what they would do, and all of this has been described out. When we talk about that and we look back in history, where does Lance Armstrong fall? And I'd have to say that at this point, because he passed 500 drug tests, who cares at this point? Do we really care? When was the last time he won the Tour de France? I don't know. Maybe it's not fair. Maybe he does need to come clean. Will we care then? I ask you really honestly, America. Stay with us.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. the original Grover Rocket Stove Minimal Wood Use Cooking Stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
We're calling this Accountability Week. And the question is pretty simple. Is the president accountable for the past 4 years, or do we blame it on the administration before him? That's been part of what the convention's about, defending the president when it comes to jobs, when it comes to the economy. That's not how it's being said, but it's definitely weaved into all of the speeches. So that's what we're calling the tail end of this week. I'm telling you, I had to ask Donovan Madsen to get the dungeon ready, and the reason why is in this little segment I affectionately call Odds and Ends, I'm telling you, some people have more than lost their mind in this country. This is just a sick, twisted thing of a man who decides he's going to go into Melbourne, Florida, in a movie theater, and you know what's coming next. I know you know this. He was wearing Joker makeup when he went in, and he was acting weird. So what do you think's going to happen? Luckily, people are panicked. Police come to a theater called the Premier Theater, and they find 21-year-old Christopher Sides, rather, with his face painted like the Joker from Batman and his hair dyed pink. They got a warrant for his arrest for failure to appear on a previous misdemeanor charge, and they took him into custody. Because of what happened in July, the shooting at the Colorado movie theater, I know this is so obvious, but I'm going to tell you anyway, where you had the Red Devil with his hair dyed different shades of orange, identifying himself to the police as the Joker. Now and 12 people were killed in this, and how many people were also hurt? Now we have an imitator? No, I don't think so. And this was very early. Somebody called the police at 10:30 in the morning to say that there was a guy pacing back and forth in front of and then inside the movie theater. And the police found him when he was actually trying to get out of the theater. He didn't make any threats and he cooperated and all that sort of stuff, but what a kook. And you cannot do that. This is something where, I mean, we live in a free country, but imitation, they say, is what the form is, the something, the sincerest form of flattery. You cannot imitate the Red Devil and think that that is funny or whatever the reason is. If people are suffering from some kind of illness, it's very sad to find somebody in this position. So I'm going to say the 21-year-old Christopher Sides has to sit in our dungeon for a while. Usher him in, Donovan.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
But the good news is that somebody saw him. They called in, so there weren't any guns or any of that reported on him or in cars or whatnot. But it was very creepy, and he was very creepy looking. He had dark tears flying out of his face. Oh, imagine being in it. And think about it. It's a matinee. What kind of people were in the matinee watching that? Think of anybody who might have a young child with them, meaning, you know, preteen, whatever, and that happens on the heels of what just happened in July. Sick, twisted, just way, way wrong. All right, this is way, way right, and we need to pay attention to this. We need to make a big fuss about it, because I always say, what do I say when we talk about nail the score? We could have a winner. All you have to do is correctly guess the exact score of the game that our computer randomly picks, and you win swag from America Tonight. So lo and behold, somebody who's listened to the show for a very long time, I think he's only called in once or twice, but he constantly emails us, especially during Nail the Score, and he's very clever. Dave in Vermont correctly guessed that the Dallas Cowboys would beat the New York Giants 24-17. Yeah. Exactly. It's been a few years. The last winner was Chris in Connecticut. I'm very excited that we had a winner. This could bode well for the rest of the season. So each and every week we play Nail the Score. It's easy. You don't have to know anything about football. You call in, you throw a numerical guess out, pick a team, and maybe you'll be a winner like Dave in Vermont. And the Cowboys were waiting for a shot at the Giants. They got their shot because it could have really changed the fate of New York and their run to the Super Bowl ultimately. This is a big win for the Cowboys. A big win in the sense of opening the season. Tony Romo threw three touchdown passes, but the reason we're even talking about this game is because Dave in Vermont was a big winner. I was stunned. It's just been so long. And people will call and say, did anybody win? Did anybody win? And somebody finally won. Woohoo! I think it's exciting. 24-17. Great game for Dallas. Great game for Dave in Vermont. Remember, we're going to do it on Wednesday/very early Thursday morning, because it'll be in our third hour. And we'll do that throughout the NFL season the rest of the way. Maybe you're going to be the next lucky winner. Like I said, this bodes well for maybe things to come on the show. So he may just be the first. How cool is that? He might just be the first of a line of people that are going to win on America Tonight. All right, one last thing here before we go to the segment that I'm so excited about, the whole hearsay thing. Pay attention to this, because I honestly think that this story a year, two, 3 years from now is going to be huge. because we're going to be talking about the fact that, you know, that hearsay evidence is admissible unless it gets shot down by the Supreme Court. And that is frightening. You know, think of what people could make up. Well, I talked to my mother and she said that you promised whatever, half of the business if you wanted to go civil. I think that a lot of cases would get overturned, definitely. And I think that future cases would be very scary. This is also scary. This is the last story I'm leaving you with, by the way. I gave you the tease of what's coming up. But West Nile virus, I feel like I just left our mosquito alone, are up 25% over the past week and are actually expected to be even further over the next, rise further over the next few weeks. That's according to the CDC. Check this number out. This is a scary number. As of Tuesday, 1,993 reported cases of West Nile have been reported in humans, including 87 deaths. 87 deaths. Man, the number of West Nile cases, the highest reported to the CDC through the first week in September since 1999, and that's when we first discovered West Nile. I remember people were panicky and talking about it then. So now everybody is talking about it once again. More than 70% of the cases are in Texas, South Dakota, Mississippi, Michigan, and Louisiana. Texas is ground zero, 45% of the cases. 45% of the cases. Part of that is due to weather. So the weather is a killer. The heat wave is, and the conditions are just ripe for that. In fact, near our satellite studio, right now they are buzzing by in a mosquito truck. I haven't seen a mosquito truck since I was, I want to say, 10 years old, growing up in New Jersey. But they have mosquito trucks running around the neighborhoods until 4 o'clock in the morning. They say that the spraying has been very effective. 93% reduction in the density, anyway, of mosquitoes in the areas that got 2 consecutive sprays. Unsprayed areas had an increase in the virus mosquitoes, virus-carrying mosquitoes, and places that weren't sprayed consecutively had smaller reductions. So, spray, baby, spray. You know, they talk about wearing long pants and sleeves and during dusk and dawn, but that's not realistic. People aren't going to do that. But they are the prime mosquito times. And, of course, wearing repellent, people can do that. Just spray it on no matter what. Make sure it has DEET in it. That seems pretty obvious. The key thing is those pesky mosquitoes. And if anybody is sick, can you imagine what would be passed on? I mean, it's weird because West Nile is pretty rare in the U.S. compared to other born infections like Lyme disease. Is much more prevalent than West Nile. But West Nile has such a terrible effect on people. And when you think, oh, it was my brush with a mosquito, it really is puts it into perspective. You mean I'm out in my backyard and a mosquito comes along and now I have West Nile virus? Are you kidding me? I'm sure there's people that they go and feel sluggish and have different symptoms and can't believe what they're being told. It's are in a complete state of denial. Hearsay evidence. I have definitely teased you enough with this. We're talking about it on the flip side here on ATN.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value, value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Standing in the wings, criminal attorney Nisha Sanon, who is going to talk to us about this Drew Peterson stuff. If you've been following it, you know, many times here on America Tonight, we've talked about the craziness of the timeline of his wives and the things that have happened in the past. Now it's up to a jury to decide, as he sat there for the final couple of days in his prison garb, ultimately what will be the fate. And I should say, Nisha is a federal criminal defense attorney. Hey, Nisha, thanks for coming on the show.
Well, thanks for having me.
So this is a big moment now because it's up to the jury, and I already read something about this. Someone actually sent me a note about this, that they started these deliberations, as you know, and already they're zeroing in on some of the info, some kind of secondhand hearsay statements that oftentimes, as you know, probably even more than me, would absolutely be barred from any kind of consideration, especially in a criminal court. So that has to do with, you know, the initial investigation, the detectives, the no fingerprints, the strands of hair, all that kind of stuff. Wow. So is that a tell sign of what could possibly happen, or no, it's too early in the game?
Well, I think it is a telltale sign of what this jury is focusing in on. You were correct when you said that this type of hearsay evidence should never come in, even in this matter. If your listeners may know, Glasgow, who is the actual state attorney for Will County, went to the Illinois state legislation and asked for new law to be passed to allow in hearsay of missing and deceased people. So this is a telltale that this jury is focusing on this hearsay evidence, statements by Kathleen Savio, the deceased, to her priest, and to her neighbor, and Stacey Peterson, to her lawyer, divorce lawyer at the time, and also the next door neighbor. I think this is going to be a key piece of evidence, and I think this is going to cause some concern to the defense.
Yeah, so do you think in the twist in that and the change in that with hearsay, that's I'm going to go off the Peterson thing for a second. Do you think that's a positive thing?
I don't think it's a positive thing at all. I think it takes away from what constitutional rights a defendant in a criminal case has. Our Constitution allows and requires that you be able to confront witnesses who say things about you.
Yep.
And what this new Illinois statute has done is diluted the Constitution of the United States. I believe this is not fair. I believe that the Illinois Supreme Court, if Drew Peterson is convicted, will reverse this conviction and set this for a new trial without that hearsay.
Ooh. Yeah, I agree with you, by the way, on that. Got to go look at the Constitution, and you have to be able to confront the people who were accusing you, you know, no matter what we think about this guy and whether he's guilty or not. And that's the other part of this. Do you think that Peterson is guilty? I mean, I think it's ridiculous when you pull all the pieces together, the timelines and whatnot. Do we have to be hit over the head with this? But do you think he's guilty?
Well, I don't think it's a question of do I believe he's guilty. I believe that the state has failed to prove him guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. You got to remember, a jury can't take into consideration all the things that you and I see on the news every day, everything you and I read. They are stuck, and they are instructed, and the law requires them to focus on the evidence that was presented in court. Without that hearsay evidence, which did come in, there's nothing. There is nothing to prove Drew Peterson committed the crime of murder against his third wife, Kathleen Savio.
Mm. So based on what we're just talking about here with the hearsay, all that kind of stuff, I mean, the legal issues here are extraordinary, don't you think?
Oh, I think so. I don't think that no matter what happens when this jury reaches a verdict, the repercussions of this case, I think, will go on for a very long time. I think a time and place will come where the Supreme Court of the United States may have to take up this issue of this new Illinois law that allows people to be convicted, possibly be convicted, of crimes based on statements made by a deceased, missing, without being able to cross-examine them.
Yeah.
And I think we're opening the door to a mess, a real mess, where our legal system is going to be destroyed if this is continued.
I agree with you, because can you imagine, then you think we're talking criminally, what about civilly and everything else down the line? Can you imagine what it would be like in so many of these cases if you could strictly put the hearsay in there, and then not to mention, depending on Supreme Court rulings and whatnot, what could be overturned? It would be a mess, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah, the repercussions of this new Illinois law, let's say another state decides to adopt it until the Supreme Court of Illinois decides, or even the United States Supreme Court. Because this is a constitutional matter, the United States Supreme Court can have a say in this case after the Illinois Supreme Court rules. But let's say other states, let's say the federal government, Department of Justice, wants similar hearsay rules enacted, and they go to Congress, and Congress enacts these laws. We're basically turning the Constitution, a document written by our forefathers to protect us, turn on its head and upside down. It's going to become a free-for-all if this is allowed to continue.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, like I said, you could dip into both sides of this, and because certainly you've done criminal defense and civil law, and that's where I think it would get interesting. And you're licensed to practice in Illinois and New York and federal courts. So, Nishay, when you talk to your colleagues about this, what are they saying similar things pretty much?
Oh, yes. Everybody except for the state's attorney. Anybody who works for a state attorney office, they all like this new law because it seems to make their lives a lot easier in proving guilt beyond a reasonable doubt. But on the defense bar, we think this is crazy. I mean, it's a ridiculous law. It's dangerous law. And it's going to put a lot of innocent people behind bars. And the courts are going to have to sort this out. You know, I think this is going to lead down a primrose path of destruction of our legal justice system, both in Illinois and the federal system, if it's allowed to continue.
Yeah, can you imagine? I was just thinking off the top of my head, the Tory system, and thinking of what happens in England and how they practice law, and just in general, the idea that you're guilty until proven innocent, and of course in the United States, innocent until proven guilty, it really would turn over everything that we know to be true that we follow as far as justice is concerned. And you're right. One other state decides to do the same thing or goes beyond those bounds. Can you imagine? So, Nishe, the bottom line is, handicap this Drew Peterson case for me. How long do you think, if you were just kind of looking at a crystal ball, do you think we're going to see the jury out for a while on this one? And ultimately, what might happen?
I think this jury will be out till Friday. No juries like to stay beyond the weekends if they don't happen. I think if they don't have a verdict by Friday, you're going to see a note coming out to the judge saying that they're hung. And if the judge at that point declares a mistrial, I'm pretty sure the state's going to saddle up again and retry this case. But I don't see deliberations going longer than Friday, especially based on the questions that have been sent to the judge on evidence that the jury wants to see and what they want to review again. So I see Friday as the time for Mr. Peterson's judgment day.
Yeah. I'm going to ask you this question because we had a great show recently where we talked about people serving on juries and how, you know, the joke about people trying to get out of serving on juries or it's inconvenient or whatever it is. And it just made me wonder, coming from some family members who practice law, and especially there you are federally, especially with criminal defense, do we still have the greatest legal system in the world? Can you really get a fair trial?
I don't think so anymore. I really don't. I mean, you know, the question is, you're supposed to be guaranteed a jury of your peers.
Mm.
The way they pick juries these days and the way the government, you know, strikes jurors and researches their background, I think the fact that you're supposed to be getting a jury of your peers, you're not anymore. I mean, the pools are based on either voter registration or driver's license. I can give you a prime example. In federal court in Illinois, I've tried multiple cases where I have a African-American defendant, and not one African-American is in the jury pool. You can't tell me that's fair. That is not a jury of your peers. I've had cases in New York where I've tried it where we've actually had a mixed bag of people, and we got a fair trial. We actually did get a jury of our peers. So I think the system is flawed. Can you fix it? I don't know. But I think the situation in a case like this is you have too many people who are highly educated who want off juries because they need to work. And I'm not saying we don't get highly sophisticated people on juries, but the majority of the people in my experience that I seem to try to get off are the educated people who have to go to work, who have child-rearing issues, who can't serve because, you know, they don't have anybody to watch their kids. They have to work. They're self-employed. Those people are not ending up on juries, and those are jurors of our peers. So I think the system is broken, and I'm not sure if it can be fixed, especially when you have legislation passing new laws to even make it worse.
Yeah, which is back to the whole hearsay thing again, which is just absolutely crazy. Wow, terrific conversation. We'd love to have you back on America tonight. Nishe Sanin, thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.